This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Can explain it to me, especially if you're a meteorologist or an air traffic controller. I'm just confused. So many of you guys know I was up in Reno, Nevada, actually up in Lake Tahoe for two different conferences. All right, I was speaking, teaching doctors how to speak medical Spanish, which is really, really fun. I just never envisioned myself when I took Spanish classes in school. Right? And couldn't pronounce the words or roll my R's that I would actually be teaching a Spanish course. So I thought that was pretty exciting. And then, of course, I was up there for the Nevada Osteopathic Medical Association and the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. So anyway, all right, you know, we doctors, that's pretty exciting stuff, you know, to go up to Reno, Nevada to do that. It's not just Reno, which is an awesome city. You also got Lake Tahoe, so it's gorgeous. But we have these winter storm Corys and winter storm Leos, and all these winter storms were coming. And I understand there were some devastating storms, multiple deaths that occurred on the east side of the country, which we'll talk about. But here I am seeing the storm. I knew the storm was coming before I even flew up there on Friday. I knew the storm was coming. We all knew. And the weather advisories were out there. And just thank God for all these weather services. I mean, they were just right on. They said, look, you're going to get a crap load of snow on Friday. You're going to get a little bit of break on Saturday if you want to go get supplies. And then on Sunday, don't travel. Okay? Just stay home. Hunker down. Just don't go nowhere. Okay, well, I need to get back. I had to get back. I mean, look at this show. I have a phenomenal show with phenomenal listeners waiting for you guys to give me the medical news. So, look, I had to be here. And aren't you guys glad that I made it back? All right. Plus, football. All right. So, here we are, and we are racing again. So, I knew that my flight was going to probably get canceled. So, we decide to sneak out at about 7 a.m. to get down the mountain. And if you've never been to Lake Tahoe, it is gorgeous. Imagine one of the most beautiful lakes. Then imagine it's surrounded by all these beautiful trees and snow. But I couldn't see the lake this weekend because it was all gray and snowed out. All you could see was snow. So we got our butts down the mountain. We get to Reno, actually down the mountain, but drive up to Reno. Apparently Tahoe is south of Reno, all right, even though you're going down the mountain, so it's confusing. So get off the mountain. Get down to Reno, get into the airport, and the flight is only a little bit delayed. And you see the gray. You see, the sky is completely covered. You probably have maybe, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile visibility, if that. And you're like, I have got to get the heck out of this town. It's like those movies, like, was it 2012? Or, you know, Independence Day. Remember Independence Day? The aliens are shooting in Washington, D.C., and the plane with the president is trying to get the heck out before the fire from the alien ship hits the plane. That's how we felt. Or like Argo. Remember Argo? Right? You are just racing against the bad guys. So here we are, racing to go. Racing to go, racing to go. All right? We're in the plane. I'm in now row two because one of my friends paid more money to board Southwest. You don't get a ticket. You have to board early, which, can I also say, is a bunch of bullcrap. I think it's ridiculous that I have to sit there on my computer clicking check-in. So right at the 24-hour mark, right, 24 hours before flight, boom, I get like a B seat or a C seat. It never works for me. But anyway, he spent the money to get a better seat, so he saved me one. I also gave him all my carry-ons and everything to load up. Hey, I know how to do it. So I'm sitting there, and I can actually see the pilots. I could see right into the cockpit. Oh, they were gorgeous. So anyway, I'm looking, all right. But unfortunately, they could hear me. So I'm sitting there going, come on, let's go. The clouds are coming. You know, we need to flee. The aliens are coming. Let's just flee. I got to do the Dr. Dahlia Show. Everyone's waiting. And And the pilots get on the air going, sorry, guys, we have a delay. And we're like, no. We're like, all right, so I guess we couldn't beat the weather. And they go, no, Reno's fine. We're able to get out of Reno. But Las Vegas is having some rain. And Las Vegas doesn't deal with the rain that well. So, Deborah, they really don't want more than a couple planes coming in at a time. So we have to wait until Las Vegas is okay with the rain, because I was flying back to Las Vegas. Okay, now, I've been in Vegas off and on since the 80s. So there is no way in heck I'm going to let my peeps in Las Vegas screw this up for me when I'm trying to flee the storm, the ice storm and snowstorm of the century. So I start calling everybody I know in Las Vegas going, what the hell's going on? Now, of course, the pilots can hear all this. Okay? I'm like, you stupid blah, 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 blah. We are going to be snowed in. What is going on? What rain? Are you really a bunch of wussies? What's going down? What's going on in Las Vegas? It's desert. So we don't really get a lot of rain. Apparently, there was a little bit of rain, like an inch or two. I don't know. So I'm getting word back, right? You know, especially on Facebook, that the people working at the airport, they're fine. Things are moving as usual, so there's some rain. I'm like, oh, I know. So now I'm starting to scream. Okay? Now, I don't know if an air marshal was on board, but I'm sure everybody was starting to get ready. So I'm calling everybody I know in Vegas saying, you go over to McCarran, tell them to get their poop together because we have got to get our butts in there. And somebody decides to show me the radar. And I'm looking at the radar of Las Vegas, and there's some green. Green? That means they're having rain. Are you kidding me? And they go, it's intense. I go, intense, my butt. And I send them a picture of the white snow and blue. But not only did my radar picture have white and blue, there was some red and yellow on there, kind of like a volcano. So what I decided to do was I decided to tell my Vegas peeps that we were going to be dealing with a volcano. Now, by now, the pilots decided to close their door, okay? Probably because they were like, okay, this woman's crazy. I don't know what's going on. And also then they get credit for an on-time departure. So they closed the door, and we finally start to make it out. And I'm very, very frustrated because the pilot says, all right, Los Angeles Air Traffic Control says we're going to be able to leave soon. I go, Los Angeles. But we're not going to Los Angeles. What the hell is Los Angeles doing in the middle of all this? So it was never Vegas. It was Los Angeles. Somebody in Los Angeles Air Traffic Control, I guess, took it upon themselves to mess up our stuff in Reno and Vegas. So I start to scream. I go, what the hell are we listening to Los Angeles for? They voted for Hillary. Can we just get the hell? Let's just leave. So anyway, I guess people in Los Angeles had a big, huge laugh with that one because, you know, they held up our plane. Look, I was born in L.A. Trust me. Okay, I'm a Raiders fan. I love L.A. But don't be messing up our stuff when we got to get from Reno to Vegas. So, anyway, I'm back home, and thankfully for you guys, so I can do this wonderful show. I don't know what I'm going to talk about it. I'm so upset. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I know some of you have had medical questions when I was gone over the weekend, and we have a lot of medical news to get to, but I just really, really quickly have to just mention one of my favorite things I'd like to mention on this show. Football. And wow, the Falcons, wow, the Patriots, that's our Super Bowl. I would have never guessed the Falcons would have gone this far, and I am amazed at how good the Falcons are. I don't know if you guys have been following my NFL injury report predictions, right, based on the NFL injury report, but we have been predicting pretty much 75 to 80%, right, on the good weeks, okay? And yesterday, obviously, we predicted the Patriots and the Falcons. Sorry, Packer fans, but payback is a, payback. Apparently Aaron Rodgers does really mess with us Dallas Cowboy fans the week before. So unfortunately, seeing Aaron Rodgers get all upset because the Falcons were kicking his butt was kind of a little bittersweet victory for us. So congratulations, Falcons, all right, for, protecting Dallas's honor. And congratulations to the Patriots. I will be giving you guys my prediction after I review the NFL injury report that's going to come out probably next week. Obviously, the Patriots are a favorite to win because Tom Brady is just a god. I mean, he is just so sexy and he is just so gorgeous. And those spirals, I mean, wow, just watching him. But I got to tell you, those Falcons amaze the hell out of me. So congratulations, Georgia. I am in Atlanta. I'm just so excited for you guys. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALLI, 1-877-DOCDALLI.
My question is, I caregive for both my parents. They do not live in my home. They live in their own home, but I live about 20 to 25 miles away from them. I go over there every day and give them a hand. I help them. I take them grocery shopping. I don't really pay for any of it, but I spend a lot of time on the road taking care of their issues for them. Am I able to deduct mileage off of my taxes for caregiving for my parents? That's my question. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, that's a good question. I wish you were live. I wish I could talk to you because I have a couple other questions for you. But can you deduct mileage if you go over to mom's and dad's house to help take care of them? On the outset, you would probably hear the answer no, because although tell you why I think you actually can. But initially, the answer would probably be no, because people visit their family all the time. You know, how could you prove that you were really doing caregiver duties as opposed to just going to visit mom and dad? So it could be a red flag. However, there are tons. The IRS allows caregivers to deduct a variety of things. Now, yes, the majority of them fall under what you're spending. So if you're helping them with copays and eyeglasses and bandages and things like that, you know, those could be deductible. If your parents are dependents, that changes the whole thing. Then if they're a dependent, there's a lot you can then write off. However, the mileage aspect of it is more for, from what I understand from the IRS publication 502, and again, I'm not an accountant, so definitely talk to your accountant about this, okay, or get your tax attorney to look at this, because I could see why, you know, the mileage on the car, you can't do depreciation, but the mileage on the car, you know, is obviously 25 miles each way. That's 50 miles a day. That's a lot, and that would add up. But from what I understand, the mileage is deductible in the respect of, all right, you have to go to the doctor, you have to go to the hospital, you have to drive to the Mayo Clinic or drive to John Hopkins, etc. So that's the mileage from your house to a medical facility. But if you are, let's say, a caregiver and you are an employee, or I should say an independent contractor, if you are an independent contractor, you're giving your caregiver duties, driving to the place where you are taking care of your client could be deductible. So it gets a little gray when we're talking about going to your parents. Now, if anybody was, you know, in the right mind, okay, they would know, you know, nobody really wants to drive to their parents all the time, okay? So obviously you're not doing it for funsies. But I would double check with your attorney on how that works. If, however, you are required to go over there for their health needs every day, then you might want to consider how to, slowly make that transformation of them becoming dependents. That may be a little easier. But again, I'm not an accountant. I'm not a tax attorney. I'm just a doctor that you know, kind of studies up on the IRS publications and reminds you all that there's a lot that you guys are doing medically for yourselves or for your dependents that could be deductible. So that was an excellent question. 1-877-DOCDALLI, 1-877-DOCDALLI. You know, it's hard taking care of aging parents. You know, my father had died of a heart attack before we ever knew he was sick. I mean, I assumed something was going on with him because every now and then when he came to visit, I'd stick him for blood, right, try to, you know, do some tests, and he would never let me do an EKG. He would never let me, you know, and it's a shame because, you know, he died a healthy man even though he died, right? And he never wanted to be in the hospital. He never wanted to see a doctor. You know, he had some diabetes, some blood pressure, and very well control, but unfortunately he still had one massive artery that must have been clogged, such that he had a massive coronary event, died. My mom, however, thank God, is alive. All right. Do I like visiting her? No. Do I go visit her often? No. I don't. I love my mom, but I have my own blood pressure to worry about, okay? I need to protect my own health, right? So, no, I don't visit her a lot. But, God forbid it gets to the point that, you need to take care of, your parents. That's difficult. It's very costly. Very costly. I mean, at least with kids, right? By the time they're five, they're going to kindergarten. Even, if you can't afford daycare, at least by 5 years old, there's free public school. You can dump their butts off there, all right? And you get a break, okay, with your kids. With your aging parents, no, there's not that transition of them going to school and then later growing up and then later becoming self-sufficient unless they want to sit on the couch, collecting Obamacare and, not getting a job. But a study came out looking at the best and worst states to retire. And I live in Nevada. And Nevada, we get a lot of retirees because it's fun. You have nickel slots. You have dollar blackjack for people on a budget. For those not, you have $5 blackjack, $25 blackjack, a lot of shows, a lot of older people. I mean, boy, you could really get your groove on with all the ladies and the men running around the place that are, over 60. Very, very exciting time. All right. But Wallet Hub does a survey each year of the 2017 best and worst states to retire. And their main findings, which we're going to review, is basically based on affordability, adjusted cost of living, general tax friendliness on pensions and Social Security income, annual cost of in-home services, annual cost of adult day health care, quality of life for a share of the population age 65 and older. I mean, you don't want to move to a college town. Okay, I mean, unless you're into that, but, you want to move to places where they really have retirement communities. An elderly-friendly labor market, like Walmarts that will hire people that are over 50. Very cool. Share of the population age 65 and older below poverty level, access to public transportation. The mildness of weather is huge. Museums per capita, theaters per capita, golf courses per capita. Access to adult volunteer activities. Violent crime rate. Property crime rate, quality of elder abuse protections, air quality, drinking water quality, and then, of course, healthcare. Family and general physicians per capita, dentists per capita, nurses, healthcare facilities, quantity of public hospitals, emotional health, health insurance, disability, physical activity, life expectancy, and the death rate for the population. So when they look at that, it's very, very interesting what they came up with. Now, number one was Florida. Their score was the highest at 69.2. The affordability rank was number one. The quality of life rank was number 11. And the healthcare rank came in 24. That's pretty good. Wyoming came in next in terms of affordability, then South Dakota. Actually, not affordability, but in terms of overall rank. After Florida came Wyoming, South Dakota, Iowa, Colorado, rounding out the top five. Then came Idaho, South Carolina, Nevada, Delaware, Wisconsin. Then came Pennsylvania, Montana, Arizona came in number 13, which is interesting because you think, well, no snowstorms, you don't have to shovel snow. Yeah, but those summers are tough. Missouri, Michigan, Washington, Utah, Texas, Virginia, and Georgia round out the top 20. At the bottom 10 were Mississippi, New York, Arkansas, Kentucky, Vermont, New Mexico, New Jersey, Hawaii. Are you kidding, Hawaii? Connecticut, District of Columbia, Alaska, and Rhode Island. So Rhode Island was number 51 because they included District of Columbia in this. So, for those of you looking for a place to live, from Minnesota had some of the best health care. For quality of life, the best was New York because there was so much to do. And then affordability was Florida. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So later today, we are hopefully going to hear a little bit more about the Obamacare replacement plan. One thing that has kind of been frustrating for me as a physician is you've been hearing the media say the GOP is very unorganized, they're going to repeal Obamacare, and they have nothing to replace it with. And the GOP is, because the GOP is so unorganized and they are acting so careless, that we will have a repealed Obamacare without anything in place. Everybody's going to lose insurance. Everybody's going to die. And they're making it sound like a complete Armageddon. Right? When the Democrats did this to us to begin with, right, making this Affordable Care Act or Patient Protection Act or whatever the heck they originally tried to tout it as, the Affordable Care and Protection Act for patients, and it didn't do that. Can we just summarize so I don't have to belabor a point that we've been making for the last 9 years. So the GOP has had a plan all along. In fact, they had a plan a couple years ago that they presented that, you know, kept on getting kiboshed. And, you know, the question remains, do we wait to repeal Obamacare till we have a good, succinct plan in place? Or do we just repeal Obamacare and then, you know, force a system that allows the transition to take over very quickly? And this is tough because the logic dictates the former. Right? You don't repeal a law until you have something in place. But when the law is this damaging and designed such that it's difficult to replace, we have problems here, do you see? Okay, repeal, the law was designed such that, okay, we're going to expand so many people on Medicaid, such that if you decide to defund it, you are going to screw over 30 million people or however many people we added onto Medicaid, and now you're going to be in trouble, now you're going to lose an election, now you're going to have more riots, etc. So, if Trump decides to stop funding, in essence, people could get hurt. Right? That's kind of the self-destruct button that was, placed on this ugly robot. The problem is in order to actually replace, you may not be able to have the remnants of Obamacare there. You may have to rip off the bandage, right, and do so in stages. So, for example, if the majority of people who are claiming they are insured because of Obamacare are Medicaid, temporarily leave Medicaid where it is while you make the other replacements and then do the shift, which I'm assuming is going to be a more state-run block grant funding that the states are in control over. So let me tell you what Senators Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and Suzanne Collins of Maine unveiled. And again, we don't have all the details yet. This is being reported by CNN. But the duo of Senators Bill Cassidy and Susan Collins is promising that the proposal would give more power to the states on healthcare policy, increase access to affordable insurance, and help cover millions of Americans who are currently uninsured. Any state, though, that likes Obamacare could keep it. I don't know if that's the best way to go. All right, so hold on a second. We're having a little bit of issue here trying to pull up some of the details. All right, so they say it's not clear whether the legislation, which is based on the measure of Collins and that Collins and Cassidy introduced back in 2015, has a companion bill in the House from Representative Pete Sessions, all right, that could also gain party leadership and party support. But it's another sign, they say, that the Republican lawmakers are, and according to CNN, feeling the heat. Of course we're feeling the heat. I mean, we have a bill that we have to replace, and we have to replace it very, very quickly. And we know the speed of replacing a bill is kind of what got us into trouble in the first place. Obamacare was such a big bombshell, was such a big cannonball in a very tiny pond that had to be very delicately managed, that we cannot be goaded into doing the same thing. This is what I warned leaders a few months ago after Donald Trump got elected. The way you need to replace Obamacare has to be very carefully thought out, and it has to, unfortunately, be slower than we want it to. Now, what about the idea of, well, let's just repeal it and start over? We could do that. Okay, it could be a political nightmare for many of the Republicans, but we could do it, and it may actually be a more effective way to go. Unfortunately, I really don't want to feel pressured into making the same mistakes the Democrats did. President Obama wanted in his first year of pregnancy something big and something profound, and he got it. Unfortunately, it's what killed the Democrats this last election. All right. So, what are some of the pieces to this? Well, we don't have all the details yet. Okay. The Cassidy-Collins bill, from what we understand, would allow states to implement the replacement plan of their choice by 2019. By the time 2020 comes around, everything is supposed to be done. Republicans in Congress have already begun the process of overhauling the law. On day one, Republican senators used a budget remover to start the repeal process. All right. But the final repeal bill may not actually make it to Donald Trump's desk, from what we understand, for a few weeks. All right. Trump also issued an executive order that could where it directs the Secretary of Health and Human Services and agencies to interpret regulations as loosely as allowed under the law to minimize the burden on individuals, insurers, health care providers, and others. So basically what this executive order appears to be is any of the high expensive legislation that is still under Obamacare, Trump does not want he doesn't want a part of it with his presidency. But he can't necessarily just do an executive order saying repeal it completely. So they're already chiseling away at it. Now, what do I think needs to be done? I've told you. Okay? We need to really revamp how we're doing Medicaid. Okay, Medicaid is absolutely free, and we understand that. And many people that are unemployed, all right, will qualify to be on Medicaid. I would rather people get employed. So, as much as I don't want employers involved with our health insurance temporarily, go to the employers and you incentivize the hell out of them to hire full-time and to pay for somebody's health insurance. Okay, the more employers that can put money into the marketplace, the more money we have for sick individuals, and the lower we could get the price down of this crappy insurance premium debacle that we have under Obamacare. So you tell every employer out there, every employer, not just big businesses, every single employer who hires a full-time employee will get a $1,000 tax credit. Every full-time employer who pays for health insurance will get another $1,000 tax credit. If every employer gets $2,000 in tax credits and tax savings, right, off every single employee, I think you'll see some people get their butts into gear. And then hopefully those millions of people that get hired don't have to be on Medicaid. Another thing we need to do is revamp Medicaid where it's stratified, where the poorest of the poor or the people in the most need get it free. But those who do make $16,000, $20,000 a year, they can pay $5 to go. We need a little bit of skin in the game. Right? We also need to have clinics set up. We need to have clinics and go-to medical facilities that are not emergency rooms. All these millions upon millions and millions of dollars spent to hire IRS agents, to penalize, to advertise for this stupid healthcare exchange website that still stinks and doesn't work properly. Put those money, right, into standalone clinics that have multiple donations from city benefactors who would love their names on the walls, names on the wings, as the radiology companies swap out their CAT scans or MRIs or X-ray machines. They get their name on the wall or on the building if they donate some of the expensive equipment. Pharmaceutical companies, instead of the pharmaceutical company medications expiring at a certain time, cut that back a few months, put the expiration date there, and those medicines in that window get sent to these clinics. We need access. We don't need an insurance card. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so marijuana chewing gum. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now that marijuana is becoming legal more and more, scientists and companies cannot wait to do all sorts of cool and exciting things with marijuana. Now, I am dying to know what your breath is going to smell like after marijuana chewing gum, but all right, there's a very crippling condition that I have. And by crippling, meaning I don't want to go outside when I have a flare-up. Actually, outside may be better, is irritable bowel syndrome. So when I have irritable bowel syndrome, I should probably stand outside. I'm sure the house would smell better. But irritable bowel syndrome is not fun. You know, alternating diarrhea, constipation, bloating, inability to eat many of the foods that you want to eat, even vegetables, right, that you would think would be healthy and things you need to eat could cause flare-ups. Pain, irritation, and you don't feel good. Some of us get headaches while we suffer from it, and we just, it's just not fun. So scientists here in the U.S. are trying to make a chewing gum that has cannabis. Now, about 3.5 million Americans each year suffer from irritable bowel. And they believe that the cannabis could ease the colon spasms that cause the bloating, cramps, constipation, and diarrhea. All right, a team at Wageningen University in the Netherlands. Yeah, that's what it's called, Wageningen. It's Wageningen. University in the Netherlands claims that the cannabis, a key property of marijuana, could ease the colon spasms, and the trial is going to begin with a cannabis-infused chewing gum made by Axim Biotechnologies here in America. The study is the first to test a relationship between CBD, the cannabinoid, and IBS. Specifically, it is going to test a new product called CanChew Plus, developed by Axim Biotechnologies. Medical Marijuana Inc.'s major investment company. Another version of the product, CanChew, is already available to the public as a nutraceutical. Nutraceutical. So, I mean, you could actually go and get cannabis gum already out there? We want the sucker FDA approved. That would be my suggestion for now. Preliminary research suggests that it could reduce the painful stomach cramps, it could help control bloating, and normalize your stool. Oh, I would love to have normal poop. We've talked about poops, right? You don't want water, and you don't want hard pellets, okay, or beads. You want it to float. You want it soft. You want it fluffy. Fluffy poops are so nice, but you don't want it super floating and super fluffy because that can mean there's too much fat. All right, so they say that this drug would interact with the endogenous cannabinoid receptors in our digestive tract, loosening tension. So the trial is obviously very, very excited for people that are pro-marijuana and pro-marijuana research. It's also a landmark for IBS research because the syndrome is linked to $21 billion in medical expenses, work absenteeism, and loss of productivity. This is being reported by the Daily Mail. They go, we are excited to see that Axim has reached another milestone in its clinical development program. They say IBS is one of the most common disorders in the world, affecting up to 50% of the global population with no real treatment options available. They say this is the first advancement in cannabinoid research for treatment of IBS in medical history and gives a clear example of how far ahead Axim is in its clinical development programs. Now, this is the most common disorder, believe it or not, diagnosed by gastroenterologists. 12% of visits to primary care doctors have to do with IBS, which equals about 3 million on average annual physician visits in the United States. Talk about wanting to save money in medicine. This is why marijuana is going to be so politically charged and so politically welcomed, I believe, in more and more states, because people are going to be convinced that this is going to help reduce costs in healthcare, and I believe it will. Is it going to open up a whole slew of other problems? Yeah, it can. But initially, I think it's going to save a lot of money in healthcare. We just have to figure out how not to have the memory issues, the increased risk of heart attack that it's being found to unfortunately cause. And then, of course, I know everybody's saying, no, there's no workplace accidents or car accidents associated. Bull crap, I believe there are. So what they're doing is they're going to give 40 trial participants a marijuana gum, age 18 to 65, and then there's going to be 40 who are going to get the placebo or the dummy gum that doesn't have the product in it or the fake gum, okay? All of the patients will have been diagnosed with IBS. The gum is going to contain 50 milligrams of the CBD per serving. Patients are going to be allowed to chew 6 chewing gums a day to control their stomach cramps, bloating, and pain. 6 a day. So that's 300 milligrams. Now, I don't know how much it takes to get high. I don't know. I don't believe we know officially because it all depends on your body weight. It depends on how you, and again, you're not smoking it where it's getting directly into the bloodstream. This is something you are chewing. The saliva is diluting. You are swallowing the salivary mix of it. It's going through the stomach acid and getting absorbed. So the gum is probably going to have to be a higher dose than what is usually smoked, okay? So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Irritable bowel syndrome, as well as many of these syndromes that affect your bowel, colitis, Crohn's, etc., people don't understand how debilitating it is. They think, well, irritable bowel, since you don't bleed and you don't get cancer, you're fine. But, you see, I think irritable bowel has not been studied to the degree it needs to yet. You know, I would like to see a study on how many people with irritable bowel go on to develop colitis or colon cancer. Now, women get affected with irritable bowel more than men, right? But what if irritable bowel and the inability to, you know, have normalcy within your bowels, what if that puts you at risk for diabetes or puts that at risk for cancer? Irritable bowel, you know, when you don't have regular periods, when you don't have regular bowel movements, I think it changes your metabolism, and I think you're more prone to gaining weight. You know, I also believe that it also adds to depression. It adds to anxiety. It adds to poor sleep. And what does poor sleep lead to? Diabetes. So I think irritable bowel syndrome is a very underestimated illness because we don't know much about it. We're like, you know what? You're having bowel problems. It's not going to kill you. Let's just call it irritable bowel. Your bowel is irritated. Go, you know, take some Gas-X. And no, it doesn't work that way. Yes. Certain diets can help ease symptoms, but it's not all diet related. I can't tell you how many women I know saying, look, Dahlia, I want to eat a salad, but I can't because my irritable bowel syndrome will get bad. And I believe them. You know, I had a egg, spinach, and chicken scramble. And you know how much better it would have tasted if I had some onions in there? You know how much healthier it would have been if I had onions in there? But I can't, because if I eat onions, I am down for the count. Now, maybe the onions is, it's a food intolerance, and maybe I have food intolerance instead of irritable bowel. But when I have an onion, man, I'm almost hospitalized with irritable bowel. It is bad. There was a book I had from the 1800s that said when a woman has her period, if a girl has her period, keep her out of school. She has a period, she can't think as well as her other classmates because the focus has to be on her uterus. Well, so you're supposed to miss a week of school every year, but that was some of the advice given in the 1800s because they said, you know, not all the energy is going towards the brain, etc. Well, I can attest that if I have irritable bowel, I'm not at 100%. No, I'm uncomfortable. I'm worried about, you know, when I'm going to get to the bathroom. I'm bloated. I'm in pain. And that, you know, and so I'm not at 100%. That doesn't mean I can't think as well. That doesn't mean I can't make split second decisions. But, it really, you know, your bowel health holds a very, very crucial part in your overall well-being. So I like the idea of them doing studies on it. Marijuana gum. Hey, if it allows there to be more studies on irritable bowel, I'll take it. But I don't know if that's the answer, but it sounds cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At 2CN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.